Mark Payne, I'm a superintendent from Wolverhampton Police.
Okay, look, first of all, can you just describe the offenders that have come to this property yesterday?
Yeah, we believe that yesterday at around 2:32, three males, late teens, early 20s, dressed in possibly boiler suits or workmen's outfits, have come to this address and got into the address possibly by pretending to be looking at water pipes. Once they're inside the address, they've conducted a search of the premises clearly the occupant, a 90-year-old lady, has been very distressed by that incident and has subsequently, unfortunately, passed away as a result of what we believe to be a stroke at this stage.
Okay, do we know what, if anything, was taken from the property?
We're not releasing that at this stage. We know there's been a search, but it's still very early days in the search. We're not looking specifically for any property.
Okay, so as far as you're aware, no property's been taken?
Well, we're not saying that. What we're saying is we're not looking for any property at this stage. It's still very early days, and we need to carry on inquiries in that direction.
Okay, have you got any mode of transport for the offenders?
No.
You don't know how they arrived or how they...
We don't. I mean, the basis and the reason for the press conference is to appeal to the public. This is clearly happening in the middle of the day. The offenders will have been noticed by people. They will have had to get here either on foot or in a vehicle. They may well have gone to other locations first. So we need anybody who's seen three people matching that description to get in contact with the police as soon as possible, please.
Okay. You mentioned that there might have been elsewhere. I know living in Wolverhampton myself, there's been a lot of reports of people doing this type of thing elsewhere in the city. Do we think this might be linked to any others or not?
It's not been linked at present, but clearly we don't rule anything in or anything out at this stage, but there's no evidence to suggest that it's linked to other offences.
Okay, and you mentioned she was distressed about the incident that took place. I mean, I presume then she was aware that they were going through the property. Did they carry out any inspections of the water pipes, or did they just, once they got entry, you know, go through the property as and when?
Well, my understanding is that they once they gained entry to the property, that they just started to search the property.
Okay, and she wasn't, you know, touched or,
No, as far as we're aware, they didn't injure or assault her directly.
Okay, and just a bit of background, what do you know about the actual person herself, you know, her in the community and who she was and what she did?
Well, my understanding is Hester Mottershead. She's a 90-year-old lady. I understand that she's worked locally and lived locally for the majority of her life. Clearly a very, very vulnerable lady, just by definition of her age. She's... clearly going to be missed by her family. We've got family liaison officers working with her family, and this is, you know, just a tragic series of events and a terrible way for a 90-year-old lady to end her life.